98.5 Star 98.
You have no messages.
Steve and Laura's last date update.
Are you obsessing, pacing back and forth, staring at your phone for days?
Maybe he lost my number, or is out of town, or got hit by a cab.
Or maybe he has no interest in seeing you again.
Star 98.
All right, Tina, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
We're doing okay. Do you have a cold or something?
Yeah, actually I do. It's going around, and I was one of the lucky ones that caught it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could do this another time if you don't want to do this today.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's quite all right. I'm starting to feel on the up, so.
Okay.
All right, Tina, so what is going on? We did get what you wrote in at star98.net for the last date update, but go ahead and just tell us a little bit about, so you've been dating a guy, went on quite a few dates, right?
Yeah, we went on, like, I want to say five dates so far, and things have been really great. Great conversation. He's funny. I really feel like I'm, you know, this can maybe go somewhere, but the only thing that is kind of concerning me is there's nothing. There's no nothing.
Like, what do you mean nothing?
Like no conversation or not good conversation?
No, the conversation's great. It's just there's no affection. There's, like, we haven't been holding hands. I've made myself available for a kiss, and he'll just give me a hug and say, well, you know, talk later tonight about another time to meet up, and
do you think it's because of the cold? Because no offense, but I wouldn't want to kiss you right now either.
No.
Like, keep your germs to yourself.
I mean, if I was sick, I'd totally get it. But no, the first four dates, for sure, I wasn't sick. The last one, I felt like I was coming down with something. But yeah, no, okay. For sure, that has nothing to do with it.
So when you say nothing, that you don't, like, no hand holding.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
No arm around you.
No.
No tap tap.
What is a tap tap?
A little tappy.
What?
A little tap tappy.
Is that like slang for like...
No.
I don't think if they're kissing, they're certainly doing that.
No. Like little tap tap on the backside.
Who does that?
I do that.
What do you mean? You just walk up and tap tap?
No, I'm just saying after five dates, I mean, that's... Hey, how you doing?
I certainly don't think if you haven't kissed someone, you're going to walk up and tap tap anything.
Like if you have... That's why I asked, because if you have, like, if you're walking her into, you know, opening the door for her and walking her into a restaurant or something, and, you know, you have maybe your hand on the small of her back or whatever.
Yeah,
you
I get
reach
that.
Reach down, get a little tappy, a little tap tappy.
At this point, I would love a little tap tap tappy.
You're not getting any of that from him.
No, nothing.
But this conversation is good. It's just nothing physical. And okay, so what are you calling us for? What do you want us to do?
Well,
you want us to call him and say, hey, why haven't you tap tapped?
Right.
Yeah, I need some more tap tappy. I don't, like, I talked to my girlfriends about this, and they think he's gay. And
so you want us to call him and not ask about the tap tap, but say, excuse me, sir, are you gay?
I honestly feel like I would have known that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't. So yeah, anything, any kind of answers would be better than nothing.
I mean, you know, is it possible? Just possible that he just takes a really, really long time to warm up.
And
you know, I mean, is it a? I don't know. It's kind of a stretch, I think, and somewhat presumptuous to go from, hey, I'm not getting any affection from this guy. He must not like me in that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I mean, and I kind of was feeling that way the first few dates, and I was being like, oh, this is, you know, really great. A guy that's not like. Going for that right away.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I got a little aggressive myself and put myself out there, like, you know, hey, you know.
You got a little tap tappy.
Not even
you were
a
the
tap tappy.
Tapper.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did the tap tappies and got nothing back.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know what is happening today.
All right, Tina, thanks for braving your cold and calling us and getting this thing rolling today.
I hope you feel better, because that just seems like it sticks around forever.
Oh, and I hope it doesn't, but it feels like it has. But yeah. Thank you for calling me, and thank you for maybe getting to the bottom of this for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we'll come right out and ask, but we'll find some tactical way to see what's going on here for you, Tina, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
Steve and Laura's last date update on Star 98. 98.5. Star 98.
I can't believe I slept with him on the first date.
Tell me everything.
His eyes, his body,
his mouth.
He did it.
Steve and Laura's last date update on Star 98.
Okay, so on Tina's behalf, we are going to reach out to Scott. What was it? Five dates? They went on five dates, and there's... was no tap-tap or whatever you said.
I mean, after five dates, a little tap-tappy on the behind I don't think is out of the question.
If there's been no first kiss, there's not going to be a tap-tap or any tapping going on. But she said that, you know, everything seemed like it was going fine, but there's just no affection. And so she talked to her girlfriends. They automatically jumped to the conclusion that, oh, he must be gay, which I don't know that we... probably need to go to that extreme.
Well, no, I think it's pretty presumptuous to think that he's gay because he's, you know, maybe it takes him a little longer to work up to having some affection with somebody.
Yeah, maybe he's on the shy side. So I think this is a work number, so hopefully we can get in touch with him, but we'll get to the bottom of it.
Here we go.
Hello, thanks for calling the spa. This is Scott, where every day is a great day. Would you like to make an appointment?
Sorry, I have the wrong number.
That's fine. Have a wonderful day anyway.
Why did you just hang up?
I don't think we need to carry on the conversation. I think we found out our answer.
Making your mornings happier.
They make me smile.
Steve and Laura on Star 98.